Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. Joost scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Easter moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hitchcock. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Boone applying the tag. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vallo. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easter is hit by the pitch. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Limmer for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tipton moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tebbets bunts towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boone moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. Tebbets moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Carl Scheib now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Tipton and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosen moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vallow. Boone reaches second base with a double. Rosen scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Limmer moves to second. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Limmer scores. Tipton moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow bunts in front of the plate. Tebbets fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zernial moves to third. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scheib hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tipton moves to third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tipton scores. Scheib moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets fires to first and picks off Vallow. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.